first reading, we're beginning to see God's plan. The people have insisted that they have a king. And that's already a lack of trust, because God was raising up judges who would guide the people, protect the people, lead their army. No, we want a king. We want somebody we can always know where he is, what he's doing, and have control. And the Lord said, all right, let them have their king. The first king is Saul. But on the day that Samuel is going to anoint him, he's going to say, now this is what a king does. He takes your sons and daughters and has them work for him. And, you know, and all through is a long list. I remember the list indelibly, because it was my final exam in Hebrew. With all those, you know, he has his perfumers and he has all these words that only come once in the Bible. And so it's indelibly impressed with on my mind, that text. The idea is, why don't you trust me? I can guide you. No, we need somebody. Well, you don't. Now we have a church with a pope and bishops and priests. But you have to listen to the Lord to find out what he wants you to do. Now, it's going to be in keeping with the, obviously, with the teaching and the structure of the church, but you've got to hear what the Lord wants you to do and do it. Now, people can help you with that when you're discerning. Thank God. But nobody can say, well, he made me do it, or whatever that phrase was. The devil made me do it, and it wouldn't be the devil. Remember that comedian? Well, no. The Lord made me do it, and I did it. And I take responsibility for it. The gospel is exactly that. He saw Levi, son of Alphaeus, sitting at his job. And he said, follow me. And he got up and followed him. And he was so excited to be called to be a disciple of Jesus that he had a party. He was so happy. So, but of course, he called all his friends, and all his friends were, in the eyes of the normal population, crooks and prostitutes. Jesus went there to that party. He was delighted to be there. That's why then, you see, they were delighted to have him. And the Pharisees saw that he was eating with sinners. Sinners, anybody who's not keeping the law perfectly. Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners? Jesus heard this and said, those who are well do not need a physician. It's the sick that need the physician. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners. Now, he's hoping they're going to ask him a question. So you're some kind of healer? He's hoping that. He said yes. And try to get them to understand who he is. They wrote him off. But underlying this is what? See? I am the healer. That's a text in Exodus, huh? I am Adonai, your healer. And these fellows were all experts in the Bible. I don't think they could have missed the allusion. And so, but the call. Now, why is that encouraging? Because we're the next generation of the called. And we might think we're quite righteous, but we're not. But that's not what just, you know, being unrighteous, but being grateful to God and working at our conversion, that's fine. And it's better than thinking we're great and looking down our nose at everybody else, because we're not. We live by the mercy of God. And, you know, the Kyrie of ours, once said, "Don't ask God for a vision of your true state before him." I did, and I nearly went mad. You know, it's better that you don't know that. Just every day obey, love, serve, care for the brethren, and leave the rest to God. Then you'll be surprised at Judgment Day. Come, sit right here.